Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining bright, while in Jerusalem, light clouds offer some shade. Down south in Eilut, temperatures are warm, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom 2 hours ago, security forces have seized 96,000 shekels, gold, and 5 vehicles from terrorists released in hostage deals. The operation involved both the Ministry of Defense and police. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from 39 minutes ago that Yair Netanyahu, the prime minister's son, has been identified as the target of an Iranian assassination plot. Israeli intelligence uncovered the plot back in December 2025. Also this hour, according to Ynet, the IDF warns that tensions in the West Bank are nearing a breaking point. Nationalist violence has reached a new high this year with over 800 incidents recorded. Separately, in political news, Forward reports that Darlene Graham, sister of pro-Israel advocate Lindsey Graham, has won the GOP Senate nomination in South Carolina. This was in a special primary runoff held earlier today. And finally, Axios reveals that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions following a recent airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike, while Israel maintains its stance. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted 18 hours ago about expelling Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows new Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from the territories. Belaz News reported 18 hours ago that Israel's foreign minister, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's support, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave due to the same legislation. The Dutch will need to exit within a week. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, commented 17 hours ago on a Wall Street Journal story. He highlighted the arrogance and ignorance of great powers, drawing parallels to the situation in Ukraine. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the raid on terrorist homes, Israel Hayom detailed that security forces targeted individuals who had been released in hostage deals but continued to receive benefits. This action aims to deter future financial support for terrorism. The move reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to combat terrorism financing, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to the plot against Yair Netanyahu, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Israeli intelligence has been closely monitoring Iranian activities since uncovering the plot in December 2025. This development underscores the ongoing threat from Iran and the complex security challenges Israel faces. For Israeli citizens, this is a stark reminder of the persistent threats at play. Meanwhile, the IDF's warning about West Bank tensions, reported by Ynet, highlights a concerning rise in violence. Nationalist and Palestinian attacks have escalated, straining relations with the Palestinian Authority. This situation poses a significant risk to regional stability, affecting both Israelis and Palestinians on the ground. In political news, Darlene Graham's primary victory, as reported by Forward, signals strong pro-Israel support within the GOP. Her nomination could shape U.S. foreign policy leaning towards Israel. For the Israeli government, this offers a potential ally in Washington. And about the efforts to ease Syria-Israel tensions, Axios reports that diplomatic channels are active following the airbase bombing. Both nations aim to prevent further escalation. For civilians in the region, this could mean a reduction in immediate conflict, though underlying issues remain. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that many Israelis are leaving high-tech careers for teaching. The Ministry of Education's retraining programs have seen tens of thousands of participants over the past decade, showing a shift towards meaningful careers in education. Separately, Globe shares that Dalia Energy has increased its stake in an Ashdod data center. This move strengthens their position in the tech infrastructure sector, showcasing continued investment in data capabilities. And finally, Keytech reveals that Minimus, a cybersecurity startup, is shutting down after raising $51 million. The company couldn't gain enough market traction, and customers now have 60 days to transition. This closure highlights the challenges in the competitive cybersecurity landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.